This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
If you haven't heard about the whole situation involving televangelist Joel Osteen and his church in Lakewood, let me update you. So about 7 years ago, the church reported to police that $600,000 worth of tithing money had been stolen from a safe on their premises. That's a lot of money, $600,000. And despite the church gifting Crime Stoppers with a $20,000 reward to help catch the burglar, no one was ever arrested and the cash was never found. Now, fast forward to about a month ago, the church hired a plumber to come and fix a loose toilet they had. And when the plumber pulled the toilet from the wall, a bunch of cash and checks fell out.
Baffling. Like, I've kind of followed this story a little bit since I heard it, and I don't understand what could have been going on. Because obviously someone put it in the wall.
Right, and then why would they put it in the wall?
Exactly, yeah. And why the checks? Because the checks do you no good holding on to it. The cash you could come back to. It's everything that should be on a Discovery Channel show.
Exactly, I'm sure it will be. But police are doing more investigation. But the plumber did the right thing by letting the right people know. And once police were able to officially say that those checks were tied to the robbery 7 years ago, Crime Stoppers gave the plumber the $20,000 they had been gifted by the church to help with the reward, and it was a big surprise for the plumber.
Bills are stacking up, work is trying to get slow, so I'm just trying to make the best of it, and today that light shined through.
Yeah, like I had heard another interview with him, and he's a believer and stuff too. And so he was in a weird thing. He's like, there's all this money in the wall. Why is this here?
Yeah.
And then there was initial reports that they were not going to give him the money because the time had been, so long since this happened. Mm-hmm. And so a radio station went on and did a GoFundMe for him to try to make it right. And then all of a sudden now he's getting the money. It's like, we need to make sure we're doing the right thing right out of the gate.
Right.
But yeah, so it's interesting to think about this. Like, I thought, My theories, because I'm an amateur detective.
Of course.
My theories, like everyone is on the internet these days, mm-hmm. My theories is somebody stole it, obviously, put it in the wall to go back to it at a later time and go get the cash, because there's about $200,000 in cash there, and to pull that out when they needed it. Now, I don't know who. I don't know if it was
Maybe.
The church people like involved with it or somebody else, but none of that makes sense.
I hope
sense.
They find out. Like I said, police are still doing some investigation work, but at least the plumber was compensated for his...
It's
right
good
thing.
Deed because he didn't take any of it. He could have walked away with some of that stuff, and just kind of stuck it in a bag there, kind of in the crack of his pants.
Cause glad you said pants.
Yeah, that's where plumbers hide things. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the Christmas card is a big deal for a lot of people. Like, getting them, like, I love getting other people's Christmas cards from family and friends around the country. Kind of catch up on them, see the mm-hmm. kids grow. I actually do like it. My wife hangs them up all mm-hmm. over the place. I hate the pressure.
What pressure do you have? Because I'm assuming that your wife gets everything together and sends them all out. No?
My wife puts a lot of pressure on me.
Oh.
We need to come up with the perfect Christmas card every year. Perfect Christmas card. And she's like, will you write it? Will you come up with it? I'm like, oh, man. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Because
like
she loves this thing.
And...
Yeah, photos. And we did it every year for a lot of years, consistently. And it was my least favorite thing of the holidays. And then finally she got to where she would do a couple pictures, and I'd have to find them and Photoshop them and stuff, and then come up with a catchy phrase. And then finally she's like, are we doing one this year? I'm like, no need to. Like,
if you're asking me, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, this is so good. So the older you get, I can tell you this, it does usually get a little better. But that said, if you're in a position where I'm in right now or where I've been where you need a creative Christmas card, I want us to do a little think tank here to help people out with this, okay? I came up with one good one over all the years. There are a couple like heartfelt ones, but I came up with one play on words that I thought was good. Mm-hmm. And it was myself, my wife, and my daughter taking a selfie, you know, a Christmas selfie. We all look Christmassy. Mm-hmm. And it said, "Have your selfie a Merry Little Christmas."
Okay, that is. That's
not
really
bad,
good.
Right?
No.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I'm surprised myself. I'd never seen it before. I'm like, wow, I nailed that.
Yeah.
I'm never going to top that. Let's just stop, you know? And so this is what I want. I want you to share with us your creative Christmas cards, okay? Like, what is the idea you've had in the past? I understand you might not want to give up yours this year, you know, because you don't want people stealing it. But if you've done, like, a creative Christmas card in the past or you've seen one, I'd love to hear it because I know there's someone like me that is under pressure and under the gun to make this happen, and it's ruining Christmas. It's stressing them out to no end, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. Betty Rock, does your mom do a Christmas card every year?
She does, but we've never done family photo ones. I guess she wasn't proud of how I looked. I'm not sure.
You just internalized that.
Well, I guess. But they were always ones that she just bought, like a whole thing of them, and then she'd sign them all.
Just knock it out, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see Danny Ray sitting for a photo shoot.
No way. Yeah. If he's going to dress up, he ain't doing it.
That's right. Unless somebody, he's got one suit, unless somebody kicks, gets hitched, you know, that Trace Adkins song.
Oh, yes.
I don't wear it. It makes me itch. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Join our little Christmas card think tank here and share some of the creative ideas you've seen because I know you'll be helping somebody out today. Do you do a Christmas card, Patty?
We do a Christmas card every year. I have a whole slew of people I send to, which I need to get started on. But anyway.
Whoa, you're running late. You're way behind.
I am way behind.
Blame it on COVID, Patty. Just blame it on COVID. We can blame everything. Distribution issues. You know, that's why you're getting it in January, okay? So what have you done for a Christmas card before?
I always take a picture of my daughter, and in the past I have done the daughter and the cat. So I don't have to be in front of the camera.
I gotcha. Have you ever had like a creative caption with it?
No, not really. I used to buy the cards that had the picture cutout card in it.
Well, if you've got your daughter and the cat, you could maybe do this since you're way behind this year. Have yourself a meowy little Christmas.
There we go.
I saved you some time today. It ain't great, but I saved you some time.
It was good.
Okay.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Bye, Patty.
And we've had this discussion on our Facebook page. And if you've got a creative Christmas card you'd like to brag about and post about, we would love to see it. Just go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. That's exactly what Jim did. So let me paint the picture for you. It's him and he's standing in front of a Christmas-looking house. But beside him is Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
You know, the politician, with his little mittens. That was a popular meme.
From the inauguration.
From the inauguration,
yes, with his mask, his coat, and his little mittens.
Yeah, and he just looks miserable. But it's them sitting in front of a Christmas house. I think that's so good. Yeah. I love that. It's very creative.
I like when people take things that are kind of floating around in pop culture and turn that into a personal card or what have you. I always think that's good.
I want to be a part of your Christmas card.
I did a card one time that was 2 years in the making. The Jeez. First year, my daughter was like 8, and the first year she didn't have her front teeth. Mm. So obviously, you know, all I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth.
Right.
So I said, all I want for Christmas is ... and it's her big smile and just and so that was cute. But then the next year, her teeth came in. And boy, did they come in. Like, she had 2 really big front teeth. And so, but again, like, as being a good dad, I'm like, hey, honey, I love your teeth. I love you. And I want to celebrate you and don't ever be embarrassed about your teeth or anything like that. Let's do a card. And
Uh-oh.
So the card was the picture from the year before and then her new picture, because she hadn't grown into her teeth yet. And it said, you know, last year, all I wanted for Christmas was my 2 front teeth. Then the other one said, be careful what you wish for. You look horrified, Rock.
That poor girl.
I got her sign off on it, okay?
Yeah, but she was probably young, super young, not knowing what she was signing off on.
Well, no, I got her buy-in, and it was a teachable moment for her as a kid. It was like, look, don't be afraid of who you are. Enjoy you and, like, lean into you, and you're perfect just the way you are.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean you need a Christmas card sent to all the family members around the country
super
to commemorate
creative.
It.
Super creative. My wife even signed off on
it. Bless her
heart. So, yeah. And she's moderately well adjusted today. Today.
Moderately.
Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
When you hear stories about another school shooting, it all seems so unbelievably senseless. And that is the case yet again with the Oxford High shooting. And it just left people confused, devastated, angry. However, inside of these tragedies, sometimes you get little glimpses of good that shine through. But in the midst of the chaos, it takes a little bit of time for some of those stories to surface, you know? And so this one came out, and there was witnesses that said that Tate Meir, he heard the gunshots. He was a high school student there that day that heard the gunshots ringing throughout the school, and he didn't try to escape. He ran toward them in an attempt to disarm the shooter, and in the chaos, he was struck with a bullet, and he died en route to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
I know, but if you're his family, and you've got other people telling you this about your son, at least it gives you some sense of peace in that, like, he died trying to save others, you know? And so
right.
You got to look for the good sometimes in the middle of the bad. You can't change the bad, you know, once it's happened, but you got to find that good in it.
And sometimes, you know, you don't want to find the good, but finding that good helps you move past the bad.
It absolutely
helps you live your life and keep going. Like you said, yeah, they can know that he died a hero.
Yeah. And see, he was a star running back at their school, and he was on his way to playing Division I football. And so the story has yet another turn, which is kind of cool. News of his heroism came out and inspired others to honor him, like the defensive end, Aiden Hutchinson. He's one of the players from the Michigan Wolverines, a huge Big Ten team, and they were playing in the championship game this past Saturday, and he had asked the coach, hey, can we do this game in honor of Tate Meir? And Coach Harbaugh was like, absolutely, we can do this. So like on his tape on his wrist, on one side it said play for Tate, and then on the other side it said breathe in God.
Oh
yeah. And you're like, man, it's so cool because it honored Tate and this kid's family, you know, got to see this, but it also served as a reminder of where our hope and our peace can come from, even in the middle of life's tragedies. And then, no surprise, Michigan went on to win 42-3. So it's a great story all the way around. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently there was a pastor who was doing his sermon, and he was doing it on James 1, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials. And that's a tough thing to wrap your head around sometimes in the middle of something. And it's easy to say when life is good, you know, hey, man, I know you're going through something, but, you know, count it all joy. God can use this, you know, kiss your finger, point it to the sky. We're good to go, you know. But when it's you that has to go through something, it can be a different story. Mm-hmm. And so he's in the middle of his sermon about this, and he looks up and he sees his wife in the back of the church, which she's never back there during the sermon. And so he's like, something's up. And she actually stops his sermon and comes in to tell him that their house is on fire.
Oh my gosh.
And so literally as he's telling everybody, Count it all joy, brothers and sisters, when you go through trials. His house is burning to the ground.
Oof.
Yeah, and so obviously they kind of put a pause on the sermon, and he went to take care of that. But the thing about it is, these are those moments where people are looking at you, you know, and they're watching as believers how we handle life and the tragedies, because we all have similar, you know, circumstances, but how we go through them is what's different, you know. And so, you know, people look at him and see what happens, how does he deal with this. And what's interesting is, in that fire, the TV melts, completely melts off of the cabinet that it's in, you know, but four of his Bibles actually were all okay on that same cabinet, which is kind of weird. I think God does that, like, sometimes, like, hey, I just want you guys to remember and be mindful that the Word of God continues regardless the fires that we're in. Because you hear that so many times, houses burn to the ground, like, oh, that Bible's still good. Like, what? Like, they're combustible.
Right.
They're flammable.
Right.
And if not, I'd rather build my house out of the Bible. You know? Like, just make stacks of Bibles and it will never burn down.
Very true. And I think that's a hard situation. Like, you don't... A part of me is like, oh, I'd never want to be a pastor, because then I set the bar really high and then people are really going to have to look at me, and then I have to really practice what I preach. But I know people have been in that situation.
Absolutely. And so that's what I want to discuss with you. I want your stories now. 855-33-WAY-FM. You kind of go through your faith and you believe these things, and you expound upon them to other people. But when was a time that you had to really and truly practice what you preach? It's kind of in those moments, I think, that your faith becomes super real to you. You know, where it can be concepts prior to that, and you go through something that all of a sudden you find yourself clinging on to every word. Mark Hall from Casting Crowns, that was a thing he said. He said, man, he said, when I went through my cancer, and I would have fears and doubts, and he said they kept banging up into something that I knew was true inside, and that was God has a plan and God has this, and that's what kept me going. But it was because he had that basis in his faith for all these years that helped him practice what he preached and inspire other people to go through things with God, you know, in their situations as well. So that's what I want to discuss with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. When did you have to practice what you preach? What's the time, Dave, that you had to practice what you preach?
Well, about 9 years ago, at 23 years old, while she was pregnant, my daughter was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer, terminal. So she put off having her medication, any kind of chemo, because she wanted the baby to be normal. She ended up dying at age 24. Her little boy was 1 year and 3 weeks old. And it was hard. I had a friend tell me that it was God's plan. And I said, well, you know what? God's plan stinks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the worst things you can tell somebody in the midst of a tragedy. Because you know in your soul, Dave, that God does have plans and that his plans are good holistically. But in that moment for you, you weren't feeling like this was a good thing.
Absolutely. But, you know, 9 years later, I miss her every day. But I have had people tell me that I don't see how you did that. And I always say I didn't do it without God. There was no way.
Yeah, see, that's it, man. And that story can give them hope in the midst of their tragedy when they see you walk through something and go, okay, God got him through this. There must be something to this for me.
Exactly.
Dave, I appreciate you sharing your daughter's story with us and your story. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for your program.
Have you ever been in a position where you've had to practice what you preach?
Oh, yeah. When my sons were in middle school, one of them was encountering bullies at school. And, you know, it's one thing to explain to your kids to turn the other cheek, you know, give the bully grace and mercy and you know, try to pray for them. It's very hard to say that without actually having that experience. Ironically, at work, I was going through a very similar situation. And so rather than, you know, go through it silently, I was very open about it and actually would ask, you know, hey, boys, what do you think about this? How do you think I can handle this? And we talked about it, you know, every day and, you know, prayed about our situation together.
I'm real curious. Like, when you have bullies in school, you know you're eventually going to graduate. How'd your bully situation work out? Like, did they quit? Or are they still there? Or did you quit?
They're No, actually, they're still there. I did quit. I have an amazing job, one that, again, allows me to be able to listen away FM every single morning. And I make a heck of a lot more money, I think.
Oh, well, there you go. That's winning. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we play a lot of great music here on Way FM. But some of it, I think, in a rush to get it out, they don't always do everything they could do. And so I'm kind of a producer, amateur producer by trade. So I try to add things to songs to make them what the artist intended them to be.
Though that's your hypothesis.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure someone who is paid to be a musician knows what's best. But I mean, I don't think so.
But no, I'm good at this. And so here today, though, this is a Christmas edition of what this song needs, because I add things to songs to make them obviously better. This one comes from my personal life. It's a Christmas classic. It's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra song, the Carol of the Bells. This one here. I'm not 100% sure how this became a Christmas classic.
It's kind of scary.
Yes, yes, you're exactly right. Yeah. It's scary, it's angry.
Yeah, it's loud.
My daughter, when she was little, would literally lie in bed afraid to move when this song would come on. And I'd just hear, Daddy, the scary Christmas song is on. And I would have to go up and turn her radio off because she was petrified.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they play it a lot, you know, and we play it. And so I decided that I wanted to make this better for any parent that is struggling through this scary Christmas song with their kids. What is less scary than a baby laughing? Uh-huh. Yeah, baby laughing.
I gotta hear it to see.
I've added some babies laughing to this song, and see if you agree with me that it changes the entire tone of this song and makes it way more enjoyable. Evil babies? No, they're just babies laughing.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, isn't that
that makes it even worse.
It's so much better, right?
No,
I hear you.
It's worse.
And you're welcome.
Oh,
so there you go. That's what the Trans-Siberian song needed, is a little bit of baby laughter. And I think I'm going to talk to our music guy and see if we can't get that one added in today. Christmas is a time for family. Hey, it's Wally, and no one knows that better than my friend Ryan and his family of faith-based mortgage professionals at United Faith Mortgage. Besides living out their faith and the way that they do business and how they treat you, there's one more thing that really makes them different from other mortgage companies.
Our biggest thing is customer service. My father works here, my mother, my brother, my aunt, and when you call us up, you'll get us. You'll be working with us throughout the entire process.
And they take the hassle out of the process. So if your gingerbread house needs some new icing for the roof, you could pull money out of your house to do some updates and maybe even reduce your monthly payment at the same time. That's not always the case, but that was the case for me. And the best part is there's no guesswork. There's no shaking your home like a Christmas present just trying to figure out what's in there. Ryan and his family at United Faith Mortgage will treat you like family, and they will let you know exactly what options you have. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So ever since me and my wife bought our very first Christmas tree, I found that she is extremely strategic and thoughtful about where she wants the Christmas tree. Like, it has to be in a specific spot. She flipped our living room so that the tree could be exactly where she wanted it to be.
Oh, really? I get that. She has a design major, too.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, I understand that. My wife is very particular about Christmas as well.
And then another layer that I read about, you know, how thoughtful you have to be about where you put your Christmas tree is how it interacts with your internet router in your home.
Wait a minute. Your tree can mess up your router?
Yes, it can mess up your Wi-Fi. So if you put your Christmas tree, say you have the router in the corner.
Yeah.
You put the Christmas tree in the same corner.
Yes,
like,
that's what I've done.
Yeah, like you in my head, I wouldn't think anything of it, but apparently the tree blocks your, you know, the radio waves coming from the router to your phone or, you know, PlayStation or your TV.
I don't get
computer.
It because it can go through walls and through my body, but somehow the tree stops it. But I've been experiencing problems. When I come home, my phone, which I've come home to for years and always finds my network, will not find my network. I have to go in and tap on my network to have it actually find it now.
It could be the tree.
Yep. That's because it started recently, and it started when we put up the tree.
It's the tree for sure.
It has to be. That's amazing. Gavin, you might have just solved a huge dilemma for me.
The only solution is to take down the tree and have no tree at all.
No, just move the router or the tree.
No, I think she's right. I think
take it down.
Burn it. I just got to burn it. Betty said burn my tree down.
Don't do it.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
But they do say that, like, tinsel, ornaments, lights do block, then, like, actually make the radio waves of your router bounce back.
Even the lights? Because I got a lot of lights on it, too.
And then if you plug the tree, you know, the outlet into that same outlet you have the router, you just don't want it. Just don't put the tree anywhere near the router. You don't have to burn it. You don't have to do any of that. Okay. Just
burn it
in the opposite corner.
Right, set it on fire.
Got it.
Blazes.
I think we know what to do today, Gavin.
Don't do it.
I'm going to need your help.
No.
Fire!
No!
That is crazy. I'm surprised that even the twinkly lights plugged into the same outlet could mess with it.
Yeah, it's the magic of Christmas.
Man, these routers are super sensitive. All right, well, there you go. That helps me out. Maybe that helps you out as well today. That's fascinating. I'm going to go and move my... I could move my router, but
no!
That seems like a lot of work.
Burn it!
Burn the tree down. That's right. I forgot. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm really excited about this because we have an Employee of the Year contest, and there's some great nominees. There was a problem. I wasn't nominated. I don't know why. But the people that were nominated, I'm thrilled and delighted that we're nominated. A couple of them are our very own Pastor Chad from the Prayer Wall.
Yes, thank you.
He's a great, Betty's booing him. He's a great servant. And then we have Ruth, who also does a lot of work here and is just kind and keeps us all like going and fed and does a lot of the you can tell Betty's allegiances too.
Thank you, Betty.
Here's the deal. I figured it would be fun to have them come in here and each of them plead their case as to why they could be the Employee of the Year because my vote is still up for grabs, okay? I have not voted yet. I've not decided. I think you're both equally lovely. Chad came in today, which I didn't... It's so unexpected. He brought us breakfast today. Oh, and it's weird. Mm. At Sonic, they have new Vote for Chad French toast sticks. It's amazing.
It looks a bit sus to me.
Yeah. Me too, Betty.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Listen, the universe knows.
Yeah.
The universe knows.
Where's your gift, Ruth?
Well, I brought you my gift yesterday.
Yeah, she brought me Chick-fil-A for breakfast not that long ago. So.
But they didn't put the little, you know, campaign stickers
on
that for me.
That's because it didn't need to be said, Ruth. You know what? The kindness of your heart speaks volumes.
I would like to point out that was yesterday.
Yeah.
In all fairness to Chad, that was yesterday. Yesterday's gone. We can't repeat
that. The contest is today, Ruth.
That's right. So, Chad, why do you think you should be Employee of the Year?
Well, Wally, I'm just going to throw a little bit of a spin on this whole thing and just let you know, I actually voted for Ruth to be Employee of the Year.
That's it. No. See, that's it.
No.
That's where my heart is.
No.
I'm not about myself.
Stop
I really want Ruth to be Employee of the Year.
It's amazing. Even if he's lying right now.
And he is.
Even if he's lying right now, this is genius strategy because now if Ruth goes, well, I voted for Chad, we all know that's sus and a lie. So he's
factoring. I didn't vote for Chad.
Oh, okay. I do like her spunk, though, too. I've always liked Ruth. Okay, so Ruth, why do you think you should be Employee of the Year?
I really don't think I should be.
She goes with the humble brag.
Ruth.
Humble brag.
Ruth.
I think everybody here is wonderful.
Oh.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I should...
That speech brought me to tears.
You know what?
That's not what you were saying about Betty the other day.
Yeah. Don't believe it, Betty. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Ruth is the Taylor Swift of the Employee of the Year contest. I just think everyone's great, and everyone here to be nominated is an honor. She went that route. Okay. I'm still on the fence here, and trust me, I love this. I love taking something that is so pure in nature and turning it into a real big contest, and then having the people slug it out. So with that said, we're going to give you a minute to reflect. We're going to each, Betty, Gavin, and myself, are each going to ask you one question, and your answer could be what determines our vote, because we're all up in the air on this right now. So I appreciate you guys coming in, because this is really important. Mm. There's a great prize on the line, and I want to see one of you with facial hair win this.
Yes.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, that was low.
I wasn't ruling you out, Ruth.
No.
Ruth, I apologize. Welcome to my world.
Oh, so good. All right, so we'll do that in 10 minutes here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're joined today by two of the people who are up for Employee of the Year, one Mr. Pastor Chad from the Prayer Wall, and Ruth, who, Betty, you gotta be a little more subtle than that.
Oh.
Because Ruth works here in the office, and she does so many unsung jobs, and everybody loves her. So it's a good field this year. I'm happy with both these people, but both our votes are up for grabs. Betty rocks, myself still up for grabs, Gavin. And we're trying to decide who we should vote for right now. And so I figured we would do this kind of Survivor style. And we'll ask you each one question. And how you answer that question could determine where our vote goes. So, Gavin, let's start with you. What is your question for Ruth and Chad?
Okay, guys. Say Betty, Wally, and I are all locked in our homes. We can't get to work. And you guys have the option of picking us up and driving us to work. But only one of us. Who are you choosing?
Oh.
You go first, Ruth.
Ladies first. Yeah, okay, Ruth.
Well, I probably would pick up Wally.
Okay. That's smart.
Yes.
I agree.
I'm the loudest on the show.
That's true.
I push all the buttons, so I kind of need to be here.
Yeah, I think that I would pick up Wally. Things would maybe fall apart if you weren't here.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Would we swing by a drive-thru on the way
Absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. Okay. Your choice.
Oh, right. And you're paying?
I'll pay.
Okay. That's good. Okay, Chad, you got your work cut out for you on that question.
I'm going to just be completely honest because honesty is a great thing.
I appreciate your transparency.
I would pick up Betty because I know she lives closest to my house.
And I would hitch another ride.
All right. Betty Rock, what is your question?
Okay, it's a scenario. You walk into the building and you see that my car has just crammed straight into the building. It is in the building. Smoke is everywhere. And I am holding my car keys, but I am saying Wally did it. I am not guilty of this crime. Do you believe me or do you believe Wally?
I would believe you, Betty. You're so sincere.
Oh, my gosh.
I know I am.
Yeah, Ruth has been hoodwinked yet again. I don't know that someone who can't tell if someone's lying is deserving of Employee of the Year.
She knows your true demeanor around the office. She knows you're always guilty. It's never me.
Chad?
I think I wouldn't believe you because I would just assume you were probably on your phone and just came roaring in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's joy.
That is joy.
All right. So, okay, here's my question. You guys have made a very distinguished list here for Employee of the Year, and we're all happy for you. I think the right decisions have been made, and that's why this is so important.
Thanks for pointing at me when you said that, Wally.
You're welcome, Chad. So, if you were able to add someone else to this list for Employee of the Year who was not nominated, who would you add to the list? Oh. We'll start with you, Chad, for this one.
You know, I really would have to go with my gut on this, and probably after a lot of prayer, I'm sure the Lord would probably point me in the direction of Wally.
Absolutely.
What in the world?
He knows how hard I work. He knows how hard I work.
Yeah. I mean,
Are you sure that was God telling you?
The guy gets in here at the crack of dawn, he's calling me in the middle of the day, in the evening for other things pertaining to work. Yeah. So I know this guy's working all day very hard for the company.
Thank you, Chad. Ruth?
Well, same question. Are always people behind the scenes that don't, really get that recognition. So I would say Gavin.
Oh,
I would put Gavin on the list. He's the quiet guy that's always working hard. That you
Betty,
know?
How does that make you feel? It's a great answer, but she didn't choose you, who you have been in her corner this whole time.
Oh, but she won me over with food long ago. So she's got me. I don't care what she says. As long as she didn't say what Chad said,
right.
Then we're fine. Right. Because everything that came out of Chad's mouth was a complete trash.
All right, so we're going to see how this shakes out. I cannot wait. My vote is still up in the air. My car is super dirty.
My word.
I'm just saying.
We don't have any lunch plans.
I know. So, Ruth, a car wash.
I do have a few free taco coupons maybe that I can send your way.
Oh, fantastic. I have the same amount of coupons as you do.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what you choose to do with them, Ruth, if you make the right decision. And so we will visit this hopefully next week. We'll be able to tell you who is the actual winner and the deserving winner of the Employee of the Year contest. Both, good luck to you, Pastor Chad.
Thank you. Good luck to Ruth.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got a chance for you to win a little Christmas present here with the strikeout game. The way this works is I have a top 10 list, and the gang has to try to get answers on this top 10 list before they get three strikes. They get three strikes, and they are out. Or actually, before they get a strike, and they strike out. And so if you are listening to them and learning from them, if they strike out, you get a chance to play the game. Now, however many answers that they leave on the board for you is good. So you're hoping that they will strike out early. So here we go. This is the top 10 list of ways to share the Christmas spirit. Because a lot of people are saying, like 4 out of 5 people are saying they feel very generous this year and kind. And they want to live that out. And so that's a good thing in this world.
So tell me again, it's share Christmas spirit?
Yeah, top 10 ways to share the Christmas spirit with people.
Okay, I'm gonna say baking like home goods for someone, like baking a cake or cookies or fruit cake or something.
Okay.
For a relative or a friend.
Okay.
So maybe even a complete stranger.
All right. So you know what? I'm feeling very generous today, Rob.
But that has to be on the. It shouldn't. Okay. You shouldn't have to be generous.
I know. Okay, then I won't be.
No, I'm saying you shouldn't have to be.
I know I shouldn't,
but I'm glad
I am.
That you are. You already gave me the win. Can't take it back.
Okay.
But I'm just saying it should be on there.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to say going above and beyond with Christmas meals.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Totally should get.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little gray area.
Come on.
Gavin.
I don't. I kind of thought that would go out. I thought we'd go out on Betty, so I didn't have a good answer.
I'm used to this.
How about Christmas caroling? I've never done it before, but I think it's a good way to do it.
Christmas caroling. You like that answer, Rob?
I do.
Would you have gone with that if you didn't have your other answer?
No, but I think that's a really good one.
Okay, good. Well,
I wish I had thought of it.
Yeah, because in Elf, it's like the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Yeah.
Did not make the list. Oh. Gavin undid you guys. Okay.
Gavin Cheese.
Come on, Gavin.
Remember the Christmas spirit, ready? The good news is there are 9 answers left on the board for you right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to, play the game with us, you can win a present here. And it's the top now 9 ways to share that Christmas spirit with people. The things that you do or you say to make Christmas a little brighter for people. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to play, we got a prize waiting for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Nate, how are you today, good sir?
Fantastic. How about you guys?
Fantastic. Now, Nate, we're playing the strikeout game where the gang has struck out. They only got 1 answer right on this top 10 list of ways to share the Christmas spirit. Because a lot of people are saying, I want to do this and be better about it this year. Betty Rock got an answer right. She said that cooking for people is a great way to share the Christmas spirit. So, Nate, what else do you think made this list?
I would say giving to a charitable cause.
Betty Rock, do you like this answer?
I think that's a really good answer because it does seem like, you know, is it the Salvation Army with their little bells and buckets?
Yep.
And then you always see like a donation box at the grocery store when you're checking out. Christmas is all about a time to donate and give and when you're thinking of others.
And when you give and you donate during this time of year, it does actually helps people out, but it actually makes you feel better as well. And I think Nate knows that. Nate must know this and he's tapped into this because it is the number 1 answer.
Whoa. Nate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go, right. Nate. We will be looking for your donation to Way FM very soon.
And, Absolutely.
If you really want to feel great, Nate. Some other things that made this list were donating to food banks, you know, simple things, treating a friend to coffee, spending time talking to those without family.
Oh.
I thought that's a really good one because a lot of times we talk about Christmas as a time of family and we hunker down with our families, but there are other people that have lost their families.
Yeah.
And so to just honor them and love on them a little bit, or maybe even include them with your family, like that's a way that you can mm-hmm. really share the spirit of Christmas as well as your faith, you know, in the process. Well, Nate, like I said, you're a winner. We appreciate you joining us. Betty Rock, what is his Christmas present?
Yeah, Nate, you're winning the digital download of For King Country's Christmas album, A Drummer Boy.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful Christmas. On my drum.
This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Christmas right around the corner, and it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do if someone gave me a chicken. I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity, don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Country singer Walker Hayes has made a name for himself with his hit song, Fancy Like.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped
cream. I love this song, and I'd never heard it before TikTok.
That's right. It's a big... I think that's how it got its uptick, was on TikTok.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, for sure. The song became Hayes' first top 10, making the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And I guess Hayes is riding this fancy-like train until it dies.
I would. I mean, go for it, dude. It even has a dance. People on TikTok doing a specific
dance. Well, he started
dance
the dance.
Ah.
Because he just realized... he just released a Christmas version of the song, and it's called... Christmas
like. Uh-oh. Like, this is always dangerous. Parodying your own song. It better be written well.
Well,
all right, here we go.
Bougie like eggnog in the styrofoam. Kris Kringle in the big sled all the way home. Matching holiday pajamas and a sweater with the lights. That's how we do Christmas like.
I don't hate this. I honestly don't. Betty, I see your face. I don't think you're a fan.
I just think it's like, let it die.
No,
you know, like with the original is enough. We don't need you to just keep becoming like he's going to end up being the Easter-like guy or the Christmas-like guy.
I have no
problem
with that.
The Hanukkah-like guy.
Yeah, the 4th of July guy. Come on, bring it. You got a successful formula there.
You know, we need to sing in the office all afternoon now?
Yes.
Christmas-like.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's annoying.
Yeah.
Betty,
drive Betty crazy. No, I was fully prepared to not like anything about that. It's a Christmas miracle. I loved it.
If it gets you to stop playing Christmas Shoes, then I'm all in.
Oh, well, I can't commit to that. Christmas Shoes, like, that's what he needs to do.
No!
He needs to combine. Maybe I'll do that. Combine the Christmas Shoes song.
Please and
don't.
Fancy Like.
And the words to the Christmas Shoes song with Fancy Like. Oh, I might have this. All right. Thank you, Rock, for the great idea. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Christmas is fun, and you want it to be perfect, but it doesn't always go that way. Sometimes, despite all your best efforts, Christmas gets kind of messed up. It's a little chaotic, a little catastrophe.
And it's so easy to do because you have the family over, maybe friends over. And we got to admit, the more people that are there at one function, the easier it's going to be to have some kind of catastrophe happen.
Yeah, I found this list of different things that have kind of ruined people's Christmases. Like, you mailed out your presents and they don't get there in time. That is always a bummer. Like, trying to time everything, especially if you got that idea late or you didn't get to it and you're like really hoping that person gets it. Mm-hmm. But then this year, it's even harder because of all of the supply chain stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I'm curious for you, is there a Christmas catastrophe that you've had over the years? I know somebody's had their tree knocked over. Like, there's no way that there's not a tree knockover thing.
The cat or the dog climbed up there and just tore it.
I was watching, I was looking at TikTok the other day, and this lady had two cats, and one cat was under the tree, and she's like, this is the best cat ever. And then she just pans up to the very top of the tree, and you just see this face coming out of the trees. Like, the other cat was like, and just, like, tearing it up. So I am curious for you, like, what is a time that you had a Christmas, maybe Christmas past there, and you had something just go horribly wrong with it? You might make someone feel better about some of theirs too, or at least feel like, oh, I'm not alone. I don't have the only crazy family. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number you can call to always be on the show with us. We love having you on, and we'll take your Christmas catastrophes right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's your Christmas catastrophe?
So on Christmas Eve, I went to my best friend's house. My mom was driving because I was obviously too young, and her dogs were out, and we ran over her dog that she had just adopted from her grandmother that had passed away.
Oh, no, on Christmas Eve?
On Christmas Eve. I felt so bad. I stayed the night, and I was, like, helping around the house and trying to be there for her.
So I'm assuming the dog didn't make it? It wasn't a Christmas miracle?
No. The dog passed away shortly after.
Why can't life work out like Hallmark movies? In a Hallmark movie, if you wrote this, Samantha would have accidentally hit the dog. It would have just grazed it a little bit. They would have taken it to the vet, who he is gorgeous.
And wears a flannel shirt.
Absolutely. This is turning into Betty's Hallmark movie all of a sudden. And then somebody would have married that guy and lived happily ever after.
Well, see, the problem with that is at the time I was 14, so I don't think that would have worked out very well.
That's a bummer. And your mom was still happily married?
No, actually, my mom was single at that time.
See, it worked out for your mom. Married. See, and you would have got a new dad. Merry Christmas, everybody. What's yours?
One year, we got a real tree, and 3 days after we put it up, the limbs were already drooping, the needles were falling off. I had watered the tree, and then my then-husband realized he didn't cut off the bottom of the tree, so...
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't absorbing the water up through the base, because the end of the tree is probably sealed.
Right, so in order to save the tree, I got one of the skinny little screwdrivers and a hammer, and was hammering holes into the bottom of the trunk so we could absorb water. And it fell over on me. And all the sugar water is falling in on my chin and my chest, and I'm screaming, somebody come help me. And I hear my son running for me, skid to a stop when he got in the living room. All you could see of me were my feet at the top of the tree. He laughed. He told his dad. They ran and got the camera, first took a picture, and then got the tree off of me.
Hopefully they checked with you to make sure you didn't have any broken bones before they took the picture.
My son was only like 7 or 8.
I love that your son, even at 7 or 8, knew, Dad, we got to get a picture of this for the gram first. Not for grandma, but for Instagram.
And now for some good news. Yeah!
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's a lot of negativity even during Christmas, and we want to combat that with a little good news giddy up, a couple rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel better. Let's start with you, Betty Rock.
So there's a guy in Massachusetts. He had open-heart surgery last month. That's not the good news.
I was going to say, this is not good news.
I know. Then a friend
sent him... Do you know how this works?
A friend sent him a get-well-soon card with a lottery ticket inside.
Oh, that's nice.
That was very kind.
That's fun.
Well, he took that lottery ticket and it hit for $1 million.
You have to give a little something back to the friend that gave it to you. See, that's why I don't ever play the lottery with you and why I pray that you'll never win. Because I don't want you to be in that position where you feel like you have to and you don't, because that would be bad for you.
I know you won't. I wouldn't feel like I had to.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I've even told him if I ever won the lottery, I would take care of both of you, Gavin and Betty. But no, not reciprocal. Oh, boy. This was kind of cool. 7 years ago, there was this guy named John who was battling throat cancer, and he told his girlfriend if he beats it, every year we're going to do a huge Christmas light display. Well, he beat cancer and a year later followed through with it, and now it's become a tradition for them. So 7 years he's posted videos and it's gotten bigger. He's got this computerized light display that lasts for like 40 minutes long, and he runs it like 5 to 6 hours a day. Yeah, that's kind of cool though.
Don't you know his neighbors hate him?
I have always wondered about the neighbors. Do you like the big things? There's got to be a Grinch in every neighborhood.
Oh, yeah,
but not on Good News Giddy Up. No Grinches here. It's all good.
That's right.
So yay, light display.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.